You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Erica's going first today. What are you doing, Erica?
I'm driving in the car.
Hey, that's a good place to be driving.
Where are you going?
I'm going to meet a friend for coffee because it's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Oh! It's your birthday.
We're going to party like it's my birthday.
I hope your friend's buying your coffee today. I hope you're not shelling out the cash.
Well, we'll see about that. We'll see. If I order a venti, she's definitely buying. So that's how that will go.
Bring it up as soon as you get there. Be like, you're buying today, right? Because
yeah,
why?
Yeah.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
That's right.
I've called in so many times, but I call in like the 7:30, 7:45 time with my girls. I have three daughters.
Yeah.
They're always wanting me to call. And, of course, now that they're at school, I call, and I'm just going to win big, and so I'm going to have very big news for them at pickup today.
Oh, look
Great.
At you being all positive.
Boy, putting a lot of pressure on us to make sure you win.
You better dumb down the questions. Let's talk about, like, feminine products. Something really easy, you know?
Five feminine products? Is that what you're saying? Because don't challenge us with that or we'll do it.
I'm just glad we're not on that show where I have to name the guys sports stuff. Like, I'm like, I will never.
You know what? Like sports stuff.
Boys against the girls. You would never do well with that. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think I would. No, I'm just going to be honest. I'm in my lane. I'm like a girly girl.
I'm in my lane.
You're a girly girl.
How old are you turning today?
Oh, 42. Thanks for asking. I've been waiting for that question all morning.
There you go, 42.
You're old. You're getting up there, huh?
Yeah, ancient.
I'm getting up there.
Holy crap.
I know.
My God.
I'm hoping for a new wheelchair today, maybe a cane. I mean, the day is young. We'll see what happens.
I can't imagine being that old.
You can't? Oh, it comes. You have kids, I know. So, yeah, you're watching them like, oh, look at it. They have their first tooth. And then you look in the mirror and you're like, I'm old. Like, what happened?
Oh, I can't even. It's not going to happen to me.
You look in the mirror and you go,
hey, what happened?
Oof. My God.
Yeah.
Well, all right. For you. What else are you doing for your birthday?
Is there cake in your future?
Oh, cake.
There is cake. I bake, and so I actually sell cakes. And so today I will be consuming a cake of not my making. This is a big pressure my husband has every year to find a cake that's up to standards that I do not bake myself. And he said he has fulfilled his duty, and we will be having cake tonight with the family.
Costco cake.
Costco cakes are
Costco
the best,
cake.
Though, man. They're really good.
Excuse you, sir. It will not be a Costco cake.
Costco cakes have some of the best cakes on the planet.
Now, you're talking like kind of, you're looking down your nose at the Costco cakes, whereas they are delicious.
I had one last night with my wife, actually, for her birthday.
Just because it says Costco on the box doesn't mean it's necessarily.
They put their heart and soul into those
shabby
cakes.
Shabby quality. It's good cake.
They even make cakes Costco with little pieces of rotisserie chicken in them. So.
Wow. Okay. So I didn't know that.
Is that on your website?
No, she doesn't make the. She doesn't make the chicken.
She doesn't make chicken cakes. Lame.
There is a place for Costco cake. If I happen to be having a football team over. Or like something like that. Great. Let's do that.
So let me ask you, Erica, what makes your cake so superior?
Everything from scratch. You got to do it from scratch. You have to have some elevated flavors and have to look really
As
crazy.
In, what's your go-to elevated flavor?
Old, you have to have something really special to look forward to at the end of the day.
Yeah, but we want an example
what's your special
of an
flavor?
Elevated flavor.
Okay, guys. So my is called the Epic Romance, and it is decadent chocolate cake, four layers of cake, sandwiched between five layers of peanut butter buttercream. The perfect merriment of sweet
it's
and
too
salty.
Many flavors. You're just trying to put so
it's
many
not.
Flavors in because it's dull and
it's
bland.
Just
it's bland.
And peanut
One of
butter.
These days I'll bring it to you, and you will not be thinking it's too many flavors.
So how many layers
said just
was
chocolate
there?
Chocolate and peanut butter. That's just
it. Sounded like there was 14 layers to this cake.
No, but
though.
There's layers to the cake, but they're the same flavor.
But she said there was layers upon layers.
Yeah, but it's like you're just slicing the cake, and you're putting peanut butter between them.
Not that impressed. That's not a decadent
so not only
flavor.
Have you guys arguing, your polite arguing, which is my least favorite form of arguing. You guys need a minute.
No, we're not arguing about anything. We're just pointing out where you're wrong.
No, we're arguing.
You know, I think, Jeremy, I think you might be thinking, one of you might be thinking tears. It's not for, like, four tiers. It's not like a wedding cake. It's like when you cut into the cake.
It's layers. You know what kind of cake I had last night at Costco? It's called a tuxedo cake, and there was about 7 layers in it.
Hmm. So, yum. See, I like that. I like the layer. I like when the cake to frosting or filling ratio is on point. I don't like it when there's just this giant...
There was like a pudding in it, too. Like a pudding layer.
Yes. Mm. Hey, yeah. I mean, maybe I'll
have... Why don't you do that in your cakes? Put a pudding layer in. Hmm.
Do you sell Costco cakes on the side? Is that how you're supplementing
it? I get a little kickback from their cheesecakes, but that's about it.
I think you do. You must be promoting it.
Huh.
Because I'm excited.
I will tell you
this. I want to try the roast. What's that?
They had a chocolate cake that was like God's gift to chocolate cakes, and they stopped selling it. And Erica, the whole world pretty much, well, except at your house, but the rest of the world protested when they stopped selling them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Why would they do such a thing?
I don't know. It's a great question.
And isn't every cake made from scratch? What's the...
Ultimately.
Ultimately.
Absolutely not.
Unless you're buying like one of those mixes, like a Betty Crocker mix. That's Duncan not scratch,
Hines.
I guess.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I like you, Erica. What did you ask for your birthday?
Oh, world peace, healthy children.
Come on.
In that order.
Okay, so I kind of like asked but not asked like a while back. I put it out there, but then it was really expensive, so I took it away. But I really was hoping not to take it away. And then I opened my eyeballs this morning, and it came down, and it was there, so my plan worked.
What is it?
I got a really nice Breville coffee maker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good for you.
The gift that keeps on giving. My husband knows if I am energized and caffeinated, the world goes round.
He gets some loving, probably.
I'd say you've probably had 4 cups today so far.
Maybe 5.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm a morning person. It's a lot. My husband likes it when I leave in the morning after I have my coffee.
You know who has good coffee is the Kirkland brand at Costco.
How did I know you were going to say that?
That's good.
You got to do the ding, ching, because you're getting a kickback for that, you know, that gem you just dropped for coffee.
No, it's just on the cakes. I don't get anything for the coffee.
Oh, just the cakes. Okay. Okay.
Well, birthday girl, one thing you're going to get is the 2-word birthday song. Jeremy, you or me today?
You.
You ready for your 2-word birthday song, Erica?
I'm ready.
Happy birthday.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
On point, on pitch. I mean, wow, that was impressive.
I got mad skills.
What do you do for a living?
Right now, I sell some cakes.
This is just cake?
That's a side hustle. I have a sales and marketing background, but right now I am the COO of our Chase family household, holding down the fort, making sure the kids are alive.
I would say it's the most difficult job ever. Not even joking. So, good for you.
You know what it does afford me, though?
Mm.
A lot of time at Costco. Cha-ching! There it is. Every week I'm at Costco, making my rounds.
That's too many Costco references now.
Now you overdid it.
I know. Well,
you went too far.
No.
You got to know when
the coffee one was like just right, done, joke's over.
You got to rein it in after that, Aaron.
Yeah,
you
went too far.
Yeah. I can't. It's beating the dead.
All right, let's play Rattle Off with you. And I'm just going to go ahead and give you the category that you requested, I guess. Should I do that, Jeremy?
No.
Why?
Hey, it's her birthday. Go ahead.
You said you wanted 5 feminine products. All right, so 5 feminine products in
10
seconds.
Are you talking brand names or just categories?
Ooh, that's a good point.
That's a good question.
Yeah, like you really need to qualify. Let's come on. Let's
categories?
Set me up for
success. No, I want brand names.
Let's go with brand names.
Brand names. Yeah, you can do it. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Latex, Kotex, Always. Oh no.
Whoa, big talker.
You even requested that.
Not thinking that you'd give it to me. You're never that nice. The one day you're nice.
Well,
and
it's like you requested it. Like I know I'm a girly girl. I know girl things.
What is this? I'm nice every day.
Well, then I was thinking, are you thinking cosmetics? But then I thought you'd say I was cheating. So then I was thinking just feminine products, and we all know what those are. But then, yeah, but
not you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, you know what?
I tried the same one.
Listen, you still have cake in your future, so ultimately you win.
And a free coffee, hopefully.
Yep.
And I've been on the radio with you lovely gentlemen that I've just listened to every morning, and now I've gotten to banter with you. I've just, I'm living the high life. Who cares about the winning
best
of the game,
day
you know?
Ever for you.
That's the
best
way you should ever. Go through life, Erica. I love the way you
That's
think.
It.
You know, it if we
wisdom
could,
from 42 long years. It's wisdom.
That's right.
Wow.
Well,
a lot
you get
of years.
Tongue kisses from your boys in the morning, okay?
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You
happy
too.
Birthday. Bye.
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 Somebody texted in and said, this call is stressing me out.
Why?
I don't know.
I love
that's
calls
funny.
Like that.
This is stressing Stacey, me out.
Stacey, did you like that call or what?
It was good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay.
Whatever.
You know, you can speak
great.
Your mind with us. We
just
we
tell
speak
us
our
the
minds.
Honest truth.
Did you like it or not?
Oh, come on now. 10 minutes of hearing about cake.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If we spoke with you for 10 minutes, what would this subject be?
Oh, God. I've got nothing right now. I'm sitting in traffic.
Are you going to work? Where are you headed?
I am going to work.
Which is what? What do you do?
I clean homes for the rich and famous.
How famous are we talking?
These are some big homes. So
are they just rich
know
or
who.
Are they famous?
I can't tell you who. But I can tell you that these homes range from like 6 to 12,000 square feet.
Athletes?
Can you tell us like category that these people are in? Or like TV
business?
People, athletes, politicians?
There are some athletes. I do have some basketball players.
Wow.
And
and Kathy
like
Sabin.
Kathy Sabin.
And Kathy Sabin and Mike Nelson.
So you're like the official house cleaner for the Denver Nuggets.
Not quite.
Not quite the Denver Nuggets or not quite the official house cleaner?
Neither. I just started.
So not Nuggets.
I don't even know what Denver Nuggets are.
Shut
well, you said
up.
They're
really?
Basketball.
I'm a Michigander.
You said they're basketball players.
That's the Nuggets.
Oh, is it? Oh, man. I'm bad.
That's all right.
Hey, you didn't know.
That's, Where in Michigan?
I'm from the Detroit area, and I just moved out here in February.
That's a beautiful, beautiful area.
For a couple of years when I was a kid, I lived up near Alpena.
You just wanted to say Alpena.
I did. I lived in Oscoda, which is just south of Alpena.
How long does
Don't
it take you,
know.
You to
I
clean
exactly where that is.
A 12,000 square foot house? How long does that take you?
Oh, God. With a team of three of us.
Wow.
And we're doing, like, deep cleans because these houses are just being built.
Wow.
So it could take us 3 days.
3 days?
3 days?
I thought you were going to say, like, 8 hours.
She must be charging by the hour.
Whoa. That is a big house.
You're like a union cleaner.
It's like when they paint the Golden Gate Bridge, when they get to one end, they got to like start again, you know? So for you, like after the 3 days, you got to start all over again. You're
just
right back.
Again. Especially if they're basketball
the
players.
The kitchen's filthy again.
This guys are really filthy.
We
all right,
do a lot of the construction cleans.
All right.
Okay, all right. Okay. Not as fun. Not as fun. Listen, you little
Not
Michigander, you. Let's play some Rattle Off, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
Do you know how the game works? We give you a category, and you've got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. Ready to give it a shot?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, 10 seconds. Give us 5 bands from the 90s. 5 bands from the 90s. Ready and go!
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, Oh my god.
Oh no, darn it! That one I thought for sure.
Well, that's all right.
We'll hold on to it, I guess.
Yeah, well, hold on to it. Listen, you were delightful to talk to, so we hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Stacey. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
What is going on?
I don't know. I'm enjoying it, though. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. What do you want to talk about today?
I'm waiting to hear back about a new job.
Ooh, that's exciting.
How do you think the interview went?
Yeah. The interview went well. They said we're going to do a second interview, so I'm just waiting to hear when that'll be.
That's good news. Second interview is good.
I always wondered about that, Aaron. What are they going to learn in a stupid second interview that they couldn't pull out of you in the first interview?
Well, the first interview was with, like, the people that work on the floor, the supervisors, and the second one's with, like, the head managers and the HR people. So I guess it's different.
It's a new group of people grilling you.
Yeah. But really the only people who need to interview her are the people she's going to be working for and with. Who cares what the people upstairs think? Right?
You should tell them that during the interview.
Yeah, say, first thing you
this
say,
is really unnecessary.
I want you to slam down your briefcase or whatever, and I want you to say, look, I want you to know I consider this a waste of time, but go ahead, ask your stupid questions.
Do what you have to do.
Do that.
I think that's a good tactic. It shows confidence.
It shows
confidence. Yeah, you're bold.
Did you ever see the movie called Office Space?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, when the guy's coming in to talk with the consultant guys, right? He basically says, you know, I don't even really work around here. I don't even do it. They love him.
Yeah. It's
because
honesty.
He's honest. All right.
What's the job for?
Yeah. What is the industry?
It's medical. I'm trying to get a job at a plasma center.
Oh, at a plasma center.
That's cool.
That should only be one interview, Aaron. A plasma center. I mean, it's important, but just the people you're going to be working with. Let's stop this up the line interviewing.
It's a really
stuff.
Good job, so I'm.
She's
willing
for
to
it. Then just then
it.
Just do it. Don't listen
will
to Dom.
Be,
don't
you
ruin your chances.
Will you be rolling in it if you get this job?
I'll be a lot better off than I am now. Yeah.
Good. It's an upgrade.
What percentage increase in your pay would it be? Like a 20% jump? 50%? What do you think?
Oh, you're going to make me do math.
You haven't done the math on this yet?
Like 25% more, yeah.
But that's great.
That's a nice boost.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have experience in this field, obviously?
I have lots of medical field experience. I've never done plasma, but yeah.
You're
I've been a parent.
You're new to
for
plasma.
A while.
Well, that's good. You're bringing a fresh approach to it, though. That's what I like. I'd hire you right away. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I wish you could do my interview.
Also, you know, the best interview scene in history in a movie is from Good Will Hunting when Matt Damon sends Ben Affleck to interview for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That scene is the best interview scene in the history of motion pictures. Your situation would be improved drastically if I had $200 in my pocket right now.
Yeah, and they come up with it. I forgot about
cash.
That. That's a funny scene.
That is one of the best scenes in motion picture history.
That's pretty good.
I'll have to watch that to prepare.
Yeah, watch that. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to try?
Yeah, I'm ready to try.
Okay. All right. Focus.
This one is one of those that really, Aaron, don't overthink it. It's one of the silly ones that we do. So this can just about be anything if you really give it some thought. 10 seconds. 5 things you wouldn't want to see in the road in front of your car. 5 things you wouldn't want to see in the road.
Come on.
Ready and go.
Tax strip, a cat, a dog, a bunny, a car accident, a police officer.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure,
fine.
I think that's probably
that all
fine.
Yeah.
I'd say you're a winner.
Nice. really didn't think I was going to win.
Yeah, I didn't think either. Could have seized up for a second.
You said bunny. You don't want a bunny.
You don't want a bunny.
So.
Well, you know, I'm a vegetarian. I don't like killing animals.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Well, thank you. You have been absolutely charming to talk to, so good luck with your interview. Will you call us back and tell us whether or not you get the job?
I will. I will call or I will message you on Facebook.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Or text us. The same phone number you just called, you can send us a text, but do it in the morning when we're here. Say, Dom and Jeremy, I did get the job at the Plasma Center, or I did not get the job.
Failed horribly.
Don't forget.
Okay.
Don't forget.
Right. Yeah, we'll do it.
All right. Good luck.
Right.
Hold on. Don't go away, Josh will tell you about your prize. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Did you enjoy that today?
Every second of it.
Same.